Okay, boys, let's go again. They're coming. Big cheers. Big cheers. Good.
Are we sitting down or are we standing up?
Well, two of you can sit down, but I'll leave me standing. Okay, I mentioned off the top, so let's just get a thought from each of you, because it's a significant date. Does it seem like 20 years ago since you guys suited up for Canada in LA and beat Colombia to win the Gold Cup?
Ask me at 5:30 this morning when I was shoveling a foot of snow. I felt 20 years ago, yeah. I felt about 60 doing that this morning. So, but yeah, 20 years was mentioned earlier today. I had no idea. I knew it was around this time, but I didn't know, realize it was today. But yeah, 20 years is a long time.
What was that like, Jimmy, that day?
20 years?
You don't look a day different.
Never do.
No, it was great. You know, it's one of those moments that will live with you forever. You know, to win that Gold Cup is something special. When you play this game, at any level, you want to win, and you want to win something.
When the Gerald was up there, I think I misunderstood.
And be part of a great team and part of history.
Is it later so later
those moments were something special for everybody.
Something like that, and something like the World Cup coming up in 2026 can inspire people to want to play the game and to fall in love with soccer, and that can happen at any level. And we've seen some of the kids that you coached at Woodbridge who are here tonight as well. How important is that as the coaching team here for York 9, that you can connect and, as Angus talked about, make heroes, make dreams come true at a different level, and then maybe one day you've got that player that came through York 9 who is representing Canada at very high stakes like you guys did?
No doubt. I mean, I think, like Angus said, it's got to be a community club. And when you're talking about a community club, you're talking about young kids playing at the youngest level and aspiring to one day represent this club. And that should be one of the goals that all these kids that have. Thanks for them for all coming out and supporting the event. It's great to see a wonderful turnout. And hopefully, that, like I said, they're willing and aspiring to come to the stadium. They have a great memory. They have a great atmosphere that's at the. They build a great atmosphere that's at the stadium. A memorable one, and they come away very, very happy and willing to get back to the stadium for the next home match.
It was a decent year one on the pitch, but what are you most excited about in terms of where this team can go now and how you can improve and build on what you were able to do last year, Jimmy?
I think for me personally. You know, we had a good season last year. We built a decent squad, but we've kept a good core of players that have an ambition that they want to win. They want to win a championship. And sitting down with Angus, with Paul, with Camilo, the rest of the staff, and finding the right ingredients is going to make us better. Bringing in the right players is going to lift everybody, push everybody, and fight for positions all over the park. I felt that times last year we didn't really have that. We didn't have players fight for certain positions. But now it's about getting the players on their toes, on an edge, knowing that they've got someone that can come off the bench and take their job in a second, which really pushes everybody. So the squad that we've got this year, we're excited about. We've got a lot of talent. We've got a lot of players that are comfortable in possession. They want to play the game the way that we play in York 9. And I think we're going to have a very good season this year, to be honest with you. And you can see it with the guys. Every day we come into training, we talk about it. They're hungry. They're hungry for success. And this is going to be our year.
This is going to be our year, says the head coach. So, let's hope so. What impressed you about wanting to get involved in having and being part of Jimmy's coaching staff here at York 9?
Well, I live in the region. I live in Woodbridge, and I've been in touch with Jimmy. I know Jimmy obviously more than 20 years. We've known each other since probably these kids' age here that are sitting here. So we've always been in touch, and it's it was something in the back of my mind. And the opportunity presented itself early this year, and it made a lot of sense both for me personally and on the pitch. I followed the team last year. I know, like Jimmy said, it's got we got a lot of potential. We're here to make it our season. We're here to win this, win the league, win the competition, and that's our main goal. And I think we've got the team. We've built it over this off season. Like Jimmy said, we're deep on every position. And it was something that it was a great challenge. It's a good challenge for myself. It's a good challenge for Jimmy's challenging me. I'm challenging him on an everyday basis now that we got started. And really, really looking forward to the season.
Just finally, Jimmy, great to see everyone in here tonight. We've heard a lot from Angus about the direction of the club and the Friday night lights, and it has the potential to be a really special place at York Lions Stadium on a Friday night. I'm sure you're really excited heading in. What would you say to all the fans who are here tonight and those that are going to get to hear from you in the coming days about what's to come this season?
For me and the staff and the players, come out and support your local football club, your local pro club. At the end of the day, this pro club's for these young kids. And giving them an opportunity to one day fulfill their dreams of being professional and playing for York 9. But it starts here. This next generation starts with the parents coming out and supporting the team. And get ready, because it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
That wraps up the formal part of the night. Four teams between Brendan Paul, Scott Terry. And for all the players in the room, and for Angus as well, for being here today. That's a great season with York 9, and especially some of those great Friday night lights. Thanks for being here tonight.